The LA Times building has been a local landmark for more than 80 years. The paper and its staff have been a major presence in downtown Los Angeles through the Great Depression, World War II, two rounds of urban unrest, and countless administrations at City Hall. Now, that's about to change. The Times is scheduled to move in the next few weeks to its new home in El Segundo. That means big changes for the paper's employees, everything from the length of their commutes to how some of them do their jobs. Case in point?
So we're going to take a tour. We're going to walk through. I'm going to show you a lot of cool stuff.
That's Daryl Kunitomi. He's been giving tours of the LA Times building for more than 35 years. And he told his story to Daniel Hernandez, editor of the website LA Taco. We asked Daniel, what's Daryl's background and how did he come to get the job?
Daryl Kunitomi has a fascinating, truly LA story. You know, he's third generation, went to Cal State LA directly out of college, started working in the communications department of the Los Angeles Times and just sort of was like a fish to water, I think. He is there to sort of be the public face, reminding people who visit the paper today that what the LA Times does is a fundamental leg, I think, on the table of our democracy, not just nationally, but here in Southern California. I was a young reporter at the LA Times. I remember when he would bring the tours in, always with that sunny disposition, into the third floor newsroom. And I remember the first times I would visit the fantastic Art Deco Globe lobby of the LA Times. And I'm thinking, what's going to happen to this place?
I assume he didn't set out, his original career goal wasn't to be giving tours at the LA Times. I mean, did he start out this job as a way to pay the bills? Did he think he'd only do it for a few years?
Daryl also has an acting career, you know, so it's kind of his side gig. He's good with the public. He's good with engaging with children and with people of very diverse backgrounds. I think that he really took to the paper because in speaking to him, you sort of understand that he fundamentally believes in the mission of the paper. And he describes himself as sort of a disinterested stakeholder in the sense that he's not a reporter trying to get some information, and he's not a businessman or an account executive trying to sell an ad for the LA Times. He's just there to remind people what the paper does, and that makes him a very important person in the whole sort of universe of what the LA Times is, but someone who is often overlooked and someone whose future is kind of in doubt.
Now, the Times building, as you said, is really striking. And he says part of the attraction is, of course, just the architecture. Here's what he has to say about it.
The 20s and 30s were fantastic for L.A. City Hall, Shrine Auditorium, Hollywood Sign, the Chinese Theater, Coliseum, UCLA, Times building, City Hall were all built during the 20s and 30s.
So it's really a very fundamental part of the city's fabric.
Right. And so when I heard, again, that the paper was going to leave that building, it had been threatened over the years. You know, we know the LA Times has had serious financial duress and management issues. But now it does appear that this move is final. And I think this is a very important question for the city at large. Are we going to preserve this site and in what way? We often complain in Los Angeles that we're so willing and ready to erase our history, and sort of here's a giant red flag.
Does Daryl find that people are interested in touring the Times purely because of the building, or are there other reasons, interest in the paper, you know, especially these days when the media itself is in the spotlight so much?
He said that he often gets people who are quite hostile to the LA Times and to perceptions of it being sort of a liberal mainstream status quo paper. And definitely right now in the sort of political climate that we have in the country nationally, I think that he is more than ever aware of how urgent it is to really let people know that, you know, there isn't a lot of smoke and mirrors in the production of paper. It's just a paper that gets put out every day, and that there are certain standards that us as journalists have tried to adhere to in the newspaper industry. And he told me that he often finds people who will begin the tour and trying to challenge the perceived liberal bias of the paper, that they end up feeling quite satisfied and even more trustful of the paper after they listen to the paper story through Daryl. So I think that makes him a pretty valuable person.
Almost an evangelist, it sounds
right.
Like. You know, for those of us who have been through the building, one of the really neat things is obviously the building is gorgeous itself, but also all the history. I know for me, I was blown away by the amazing photos
right.
of the city and from all these wonderful photojournalists who have worked at the Times over the years. Daryl also talks about, during his tours, the Times journalists who've been killed in the line of duty, killed while reporting. And here's what he had to say about that.
The Times has been most unfortunate over the years. We've lost four reporters in dangerous situations. How can that happen? If you're in a very bad part of the world, in a disaster or a war zone, you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can come in, you can come in.
So really putting into perspective what's involved for some of the staff as well, that this is, for many people, it's more than a job.
In that lobby, there's a very somber plaque that commemorates the four Times journalists who have been killed. And the last one that Daryl emphasizes and gets actually quite solemn when he mentions is the death of Rubén Salazar in 1970, the trailblazing Mexican-American journalist who was covering the awakening of the Chicano movement. He was killed by a sheriff's deputy projectile there in 1970. And that was a key
moment.
And
this is the streets of Los Angeles.
And this is here in the streets of Los Angeles. The other three journalists who died, either died in going back as far as World War II or the Iranian Revolution 1979 or the conflict, the civil war in Honduras and Central America.
So it sounds like Daryl really does an amazing job not only of putting the paper's role into perspective, but of humanizing it, of sort of making it more than just some institution, some big corporate entity.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also very fun, I would say. I took the tour twice. I took it once at night with a lot of downtown sort of history and architecture buffs, and once in the day with a very young group of kids who drove up from Orange County, and they were just mystified at the old cameras that are on display and the kind
of... This is not my iPhone camera.
Not an iPhone camera. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Daryl very vividly describes these moments when the LA Times was first using digital photography. You know, we're talking 25 years ago, the very first prototypes of digital cameras, right? There's also a test kitchen in this building. We don't know what's going to happen to all this, right? And I don't even think most of the reporters at the Times themselves know. And so this is a very transitional moment, I think, for what remains our leading source of news for the region.
And what happens to Daryl now that the paper's moving? Is he going with the Times to El Segundo?
Daryl is working under the assumption that, yes, he will continue a tour of the Los Angeles Times in the new building. I'm not quite sure what he's going to show people. I'm actually looking forward to taking it. But I think that he remains very much committed, because it's involved his entire professional life. He's very much committed to being this sort of evangelist or ambassador to the role and the mission of the Los Angeles Times.
Daniel Hernandez is editor of the website LA Taco. And you are listening to Morning Edition here on KCRW.